those who are still working to get the word of God to far away places. So let's say a word of prayer. We start the message. Thank you, Father, for those missionaries who are still working to spread the word. Bless them and bless our meeting this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, hello. I hope everybody is looking forward to hear me. Don't make that mistake. Our message today, my message, is a question for everyone to evaluate this question and ask yourself this question. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? I want to read one verse, Psalm 17:15. As for me, this is David calling. As for me, I shall behold thy face, God's face, in righteousness. I will be satisfied with thy likeness when I awake. The man of God, Van Ryn, I was reading about him, and he writes this in one of his books. He saw an ad that says, smoke Chesterfields. I don't know, do you remember Chesterfields? They used to smoke Chesterfields. I remember Kent, I remember Lucky Strike, but Chesterfield. Anyway, that's what he writes. He says, smoke Chesterfields, they satisfy. Like grapefruits have no connection with either grapes or nuts. So I figured that it's so exaggerated that really they do not satisfy. Cigarettes satisfying anybody? That, of course, is absolute nonsense. He's still writing. Even if they could possibly satisfy, I would not like to see my satisfaction go up in smoke. And the stub end of it into the gutter of the ashtray. So, think about it. I hope no one is still smoking amongst us. And they understand more than some of us. I never tried smoking. I gather that's what happens. When I was thinking about it, if smoking satisfies, why every hour you get a new smoke and smoke it? I never understood that. But thank God, God changes lives and satisfies with something other than smoking. It's his person that satisfies. Turning away from this to a most blessed fact, I want to tell you, Christ satisfies. I want to assure you, Christ satisfies. He satisfied me, all my needs in my life for a long time, and I never regretted one bit. Someone said, satisfaction is found when you can use a certain thing or give it away, when you can share it with others and still have it. Take the young woman with a busy schedule and two small children who went out of her way to minister to a family in need. After her mission was complete, she said, "I just have to do more of that. It really makes me satisfied." David, with all his victories, and he conquered all his enemies, the Bible says about him, only by drawing near to God would he ever find complete satisfaction. Thus he says in Psalm 17:15, you can read it, "As for me," that's David, "I shall behold thy face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with belonging to you." Who satisfies? Are you with me? Jesus? So far, so good. You remember the story of the woman in John chapter 4 who came to fill her pot, jar, with water. And that was Jacob's well. And she met there Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ wanted to talk to her specially. He said, "Would you give me a drink?" She said, "I'm a Samaritan woman and you are a Jew. You are asking me to give you a drink. We don't talk to each other." Nevertheless, he started talking to her. And he found out that somehow she confessed to him. She said, "I married 6 men. I'm living with one that I'm not married to." And he said, "It seems you are not satisfied with 6 men." She wasn't. And finally, for the sake of time, she found out that perhaps, she said, "This is the Christ, Jesus." She left her jar. She never filled her jar. She never filled her, she never took her water, because she found someone who satisfied her more than water. She found out that she went and told the people back in Samaria, "Come see a man who told me all the things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is he?" She finally found in the 8th man someone to satisfy her. Have you found Jesus? Do you have any satisfaction outside Jesus? The world nowadays looks for something new, something exciting. Families, men, women, everything, they look for something to excite them, to satisfy them. But never find that true person to satisfy the hearts of fathers, mothers, children, and all families. I tell you one thing this morning, he satisfies. Amen. This woman, the Samaritan woman, she found the true and only person that can give her genuine satisfaction. Jesus Christ satisfies. He satisfied me. He gave me a life that I enjoyed for many years. If you want to know, 64 years. Never regretted it, because He filled the thirst of my heart. All the waters in the world did not fill my heart. Only the true water of life. Jesus Christ satisfied me and changed my life. And before we go any further, this is the question. Is Christ your Savior? Is he your own precious personal Lord? Then go out like this Samaritan woman went back to Samaria and told all her family, all people there, friends, acquaintances, everybody. She became like an evangelist. Is this the Christ who satisfied my life? Who satisfied my heart? And if you don't have Christ this morning as Savior, you will never be satisfied. You think that if you can get this beautiful car, you'll be satisfied. And you, children, no one eats in the car. Careful when you get in. Wipe your feet. I'm telling you my experience. Then after 3-4 months, eat in the car. Everything is gone. All the excitement. The car is now getting older. 2 years later, there's a new, better car than this one. I need to get an F-150. I'm not talking about your car. Okay, Mike? Or a new beautiful whatever car. And then that car gets old again. Hey, honey, what do you think? We have a one garage house and, you know, it's full. We can't park the car in it. And it's full of stuff. It's your stuff. Why don't you clean it? You clean it. No, we better do something else. Buy a two-car garage. The two-car garage, nice, putting the two cars in there. They have two cars now, okay? And 6 months later, one car is out, one car is in. Maybe another 6 months, the two cars are parked outside. You bought two-car garage and the cars are outside. What's in there? Stuff.
Call Cowboy Ken.
Call Ken to clean them. Yeah. Commercial. You owe me. You owe me. Do you see what I mean? Are we ever satisfied with things of this world? And this is why the question, are you satisfied? Solomon, with all his pomp and riches, he tried everything under the sun. Most of you know that. Read Ecclesiastes. He was a great writer, a king, prophet. He wrote the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and he had everything. He was not satisfied with one woman. I understand he had, correct me, 1,000. That's a no-no in our book here. He tried everything. He wrote at the end of his life, I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, and there is nothing to take from it. These are his words. For God has so worked that men should fear him, so there is nothing new under the sun. I did not discover anything. How come I am not satisfied? And then at the end, he wrote this, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Nothing satisfied me." People came from everywhere to pay homage to him. He was the greatest king at that time of the whole earth. Not satisfied. Vanity of vanities. Now let me ask you, are you satisfied? Friends, there is no satisfaction away from God. That's my personal experience and the experience of many who experienced the love of Christ, the joy of being a Christian, the love that he showed it to us every day in our lives. The miracles that happen with our families. The care that he provides on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. He satisfies. I've been thinking about this word for a couple, 2-3 weeks. I said, what am I going to talk to our congregation about? He satisfies. And the Lord said, hey, what's your experience? And I tell you one thing. I've been saved for so many years. And I had one wife, and I'm satisfied with my wife. I was then, and I'm satisfied. I don't want anything in this life other than having Jesus smile at me. Then I'm satisfied. I wonder how many people there are in the world who cannot find satisfaction. You do the math. How many? Look what's happening in our world, all over the globe. Look what's happening. Does it show that people are satisfied? Does it show that they have a touch of happiness? And we read in the papers, and we hear on the radios, we watch TV, and sometimes I tell Shelley, shut the TV off. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it anymore. There is no happiness. There is sadness. I looked in the dictionary about what's the synonym of satisfaction. I found, you know, the very first word I found, enough. I have enough. I said, huh? It's a good word to preach about. Do you have enough? Are you happy with your life? Or I want this more? It's good to be that. I have this job. I want to aim to get that job. That's perfect. That's good. But this is not your main goal in life. Your main goal is to look at the face of Jesus and see him smiling. Then, like David said, I am satisfied. When I get up in the morning and I know you're happy with me. Do we put a smile on Jesus' face? Remember, when we live daily lives, whatever we do, do I put a smile on his face? Do people even know where to look for satisfaction? countless people are on record to testify that satisfaction does not come in gathering up things to ourselves. We spoke about that. As the man of God once said, those who seek for much are left in want of much. Happy is he whom God has given with sparing hand as much as is enough. The man of God, Asaph, who wrote many psalms, in Psalm 73, he was looking at the people, at his neighbors, how they are eating, drinking, marrying, and anything. And he said, he got a little bit jealous. He said, why am I not happy like this? Then he looked at himself, and he found himself away from God. And he entered the sanctuary of God. He said, until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I looked at their end. Are we satisfied? And then he wrote this. He came and asked for God's forgiveness and wrote this in Psalms. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And besides thee, I desire nothing else on earth. He was satisfied. He got his satisfaction. I want to tell you something. So many people are so proud of what they have. But deep inside, they are not satisfied. There's sadness. Because when they get into their bed, lay their head on the pillow, say, I'm not satisfied. But take the little, I wouldn't say littlest Christian, the youngest Christian. He goes to bed, puts his head on the pillow, and he sleeps. Why? God satisfied his hunger. Are you still hungry? Are you still looking? Are you still seeking this and that and everything? I pray that you seek Jesus Christ this afternoon. Satisfaction, finally, does not come in showing how many credit cards you have. You might be happy with them, but when the bills come, satisfaction of the card wears down. Some others show that I have a golden card, they're proud. Satisfaction, that doesn't satisfy you. Satisfaction comes when we are all daily in touch with Christ. When we have a relationship with Christ that no one can take it. No one can take it. I am satisfied. Is Christ, or does Christ satisfy you? Is he the enough? As the dictionary says, is he the enough? And if he's the enough, go live and enjoy it. I give you a passport. If he satisfied your heart through his salvation, go live and enjoy life the way it should be enjoyed. It is said that a lot of people cannot find any satisfaction because they do not know where to look. Where are you looking for satisfaction? in the bars of the world, in the entertainment that the world offers? Where? Where can you find it? I have a final word for you. I will tell you where you can find it. Take out your Bible and read John 10:10. Don't open it now. This is homework for you. Take out your Bible. Some of you know which one. Read 10:10. Don't read 10:10 for a minute or two. Read it for about 15 minutes to half an hour. Then you will have the answer from Christ himself. John 10:10. Who knows it? Dean? No, no. The theologians, I don't want them to answer. Do you want me to tell you? Would you promise to read it? Yes? Okay. Hear what it says. I have come, Jesus Christ, I have come to give them life. That's the most satisfying thing. And give it more abundantly. That's satisfaction. Read it. Meditate on it more abundantly. Meditate on it tonight before you go to bed, with your wife, with your children, with yourself, with your husband. Meditate on it. I have come to give them life and give it more abundantly. Here it is. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I leave you with this word. Are you satisfied? If you are, congratulations. If you're not, seek Jesus. He will give you that satisfaction you've been looking for. And may God bless you. Let's bow our heads for prayer. We come to you, Father, needy people. I don't think any one of us have arrived. No, not at all. We seek your face. We seek your love. And as we heard this morning, we seek your mercy. Because mercy there was great, and grace was given to us free. Help us, Lord, to take advantage while we're still alive and seek your face and take you, if we are not saved yet, take you as our Savior. God, help us, Lord, to go home today, maybe tonight, and open the Bible, read John 10:10. Most of us have Bible, and they remember where to get satisfaction from. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.